faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, while Superman and Batman continue to track down a clue to Robin's whereabouts, their young friend has successfully managed to free his bonds, only to face a murder-bent madman.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, I'll bet you're on the go these days, right from the moment you wake up, taking in all kinds of school games and fun. But I'll also bet that you can take in even more fun when you eat a good breakfast. Sure. And that's why now's the time, more than ever, that you also want to pack a good bowl of Kellogg's Pep under your belt. Every single dish of Pep gives you solid whole wheat nourishment plus. And these crisp, delicate golden flakes of Pep taste so downright terrific that you want to eat hearty. They're so strictly delicious that they're fun to eat. And for an extra bonus of fun, just take a look inside your next package of Pep for your prize, your surprise prize, because you may find an exciting colored cardboard model of a fighting plane, easy and fun to assemble. There are 7 model planes you can collect. Or you may find one of 24 full-color bird pictures with a description to help you name each of these birds when you spot it. Or your pet prize might be a bright-colored comic button picturing one of 18 famous characters straight out of the funnies to pin on your beanie cap or your jacket. All 3 kinds of pet prizes are super. So ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, and look for your prize inside the package.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
5 years ago, a man named Eric Larson secretly murdered the parents of Dick Grayson, who, as we know, is Robin, the young companion of Batman. Later, Dick's testimony sent Larson to jail on a charge of extortion, and he swore vengeance on the youngster. Recently, with the aid of a man named Marsh, who would inherit the fortune of Dick's wealthy grandfather in the event that anything happened to Dick, Larson escaped from prison and abducted the boy. Marsh then appeared and shot Larson, planning to shoot Dick, too, and blame it on Larson. However, Dick managed to escape from his bonds. But as he was leaving the room in Larson's bungalow in which he had been imprisoned, he came face to face with Marsh. Raising his still-smoking gun, Marsh said,
I've just finished Eric Larson. And now, Grayson, I'm going to finish you.
As we continue now, the boy who was Robin acts fast. Leaving his feet in a sudden headlong dive, he crashes headfirst into Marsh. Then as Marsh staggers backward, the breath momentarily knocked from his body, Robin spins about and, spotting a flight of stairs, races up them with the agility of a cat. Reaching the top of the stairway, he wrenches open a door just as Marsh, recovering, fires 2 shots after him.
Phew, that last shot parted my hair.
You can't get away, Dick. Says you.
Oh, jeepers, that guy means business. Good, there's a lock in the door. Yeah, that'll hold until I get out of here. Now, where's the window? Well, that's funny. I don't see any window. Christopher Columbus, I'm up in the attic and there's no window. No stairs either, except the ones I came up. Oh, you're in the soup, Robin Led.
Open the door, Grayson.
Go away, Marsh. You bother me.
Open the door, I say.
Are you kidding?
Then I'll break it down.
That door won't last long. A trap, but good.
Really worried, Robin casts another desperate look about the dim, dusty attic and sees no chance of escape. Meanwhile, several hundred miles away on the circus grounds in Buffalo, Superman and Batman in their guises of Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne are pursuing their only clue to Eric Larson, the man who abducted Robin. The person they seek is a Wilfred Ellis, a circus clown who had visited Larson in prison. And as we join them, they are near the entrance to the big tent where they are speaking to Joe Janesco, an animal trainer.
I understand you were the last person to speak to this clown, Wilfred Ellis, before he disappeared from the circus last week, Mr. Janesco. Is that right?
Why, yes, I guess I was, Mr. Kent. Well, you could have knocked me over with a feather when Freddy told me he was quitting. I thought he was happy here because, well, he was getting billing on all our posters and really starting to make himself a name, you know.
Did he tell you where he was going?
No, he didn't.
Did he have a family?
Oh, just a sister. She used to be with the circus, too, a bareback rider.
Where does she live, do you know?
She runs a boarding house in Chicago.
Where in Chicago?
The see you. Freddie and I had dinner with her the last time we were in Shy. Oh, yeah, I remember. It was over on North Avenue, across from Lincoln Park. She called it the White Horse Inn or something like that.
White Horse Inn, eh? All right, thanks very much, Mr. Tinesco. Come on, Bruce.
Right. Well, much obliged.
You're welcome. I say, look, if you catch up with Freddie, say hello for me, will you?
You bet. Right, quick, down behind this tent, Bruce.
Right.
I've stripped down to my Superman costume.
Oh, we zipped to Chicago, huh?
Right. Freddie Ellis is the only person who visited Larson in prison. So he must have brought him the drug and then helped him escape.
Which figures that he should know where Larson is now.
Right. Where he is, Robin must be.
I certainly hope so. I'm worried sick about that boy.
Relax. I'm sure we're on the right track now.
There we are.
All set. You ready?
Shoot.
The White Horse in, then. Hang on. Up! Up! And away!
So if you know where he is...
What do you want with Freddie?
Well, it's very important. Take my word for it.
I don't take anybody's word, young man. I'd have to be in with a circus most of my life and then run in a rooming house.
Well, now, listen,
just a minute, Clark. Let me handle this. Miss Ellis, I'm quite a circus fan. Didn't you used to do a bareback riding act with Great American and International Circus?
Why, yes, I did. Did you, see me, Mr. Wayne?
Oh, many times. You were wonderful. I remember that double somersault you did while your horse was in full gallop. Why, that was terrific.
Well, it's real nice of you to remember that. It's quite a long time since I retired, you know.
It seems like only yesterday to me. You were so wonderful.
Why, Mr. Wayne, that's so sweet of you. Let me give you a cup of tea.
No, I couldn't think of bothering you, but about your brother, Freddie.
Ah, that no-good rascal. He still owes me $50 he borrowed 10 years ago. What's he been up to now?
We think he helped Eric Larson escape from prison.
Larson, huh? Another rascal if I ever saw one. The meanest ringmaster I ever worked with. So Freddie helped him escape, did he? Well, I can believe it. They're two of a kind. They steal the pennies out of a beggar's tin cup.
Uh-huh. But look, do you have any idea where Freddie is now, Miss Ellis?
Well, I might have. But it don't seem right to turn on my own brother.
But...
Just a minute, Clark. Miss Ellis... Do you remember John and Yvonne Grayson? The Flying Graysons, they were called?
Why, of course I do. A lovely young couple they was. And wonderful performers. Such a pity they had that terrible accident. They left a little boy, too. A sweet youngster.
Yes, and we think that youngster is in the hands of Eric Larson. And that Larson means to do away with him.
What?
That's right. That's why we're so anxious to find your brother. You see, we think he knows where Larson is.
Good heavens.
Now, will you help us?
Well... I certainly will. Why, I can't believe it. Larson and Freddie helping him? Well, sure, I'll tell you, Mr. Wayne. Last year, when Freddie started to get special billing with the circus, he bought a little chicken ranch, see?
Oh, where is this ranch, Miss Ellis?
In California, in Central Valley.
Central Valley, California.
Of course, I'm not sure Freddie went there, though.
We'll find out in a few seconds.
A few seconds?
Very soon, that is. Thanks loads, Miss Ellis.
Yes, thanks a million.
Well, you're very welcome, but...
See you again sometime. Come on, Bruce. They're off to California.
Mr. Ellis, my name is Clark Kent, and this is Bruce Wayne.
How do you do, Mr. Ellis?
Hello. I suppose you gentlemen want to buy some chickens?
Well, no. No, we'd like to ask you some questions.
Questions?
Yes. About Eric Larson.
Eric Larson?
That's right. We want you to tell us where he is.
Oh, my goodness. Why, he's dead.
Oh, no, he isn't.
He's alive, and you know it.
He is.
Don't give us that. You know he's alive. Because you helped him put over that trick on the prison authorities. And then you helped him escape from his grave.
Don't holler at me. I get nervous when people holler at
then
me.
Then quit stalling and talk.
I don't know what you're talking about, I tell you.
Now, you listen to me.
Now, wait a minute, Bruce. Look, Mr. Ellis. You visited Eric Larson several times in prison, didn't you?
Why?
It's no use denying that. It's in the prison records.
I wasn't going to deny it. Yes, I went to see him, but only because he owed me money. I knew he had some money someplace, and... I wanted him to pay me.
Oh, baloney.
Please, Bruce, please. You were the only visitor Larson had in prison, Ellis.
I was?
Yes. The day after your last visit, Larson apparently died.
I didn't have anything to do with that. Honest, I didn't know...
You didn't know what?
I...
Are you trying to say you didn't know what was in the drug you slipped to him?
No, I didn't. I didn't know what it was. The man just said...
What man?
Oh, dear, why don't you let me alone? I didn't kill Larson, I tell you. I didn't. I'm so worried. I was afraid the police would come and say I did it.
That's why you quit the circus and came out here, eh?
Yes. I was afraid they'd say I did it. but I didn't. And now it's on the radio, and you say that maybe he's alive.
He is.
This is a trick. Everybody's trying to trick me. I didn't have anything to do with killing him. It was the man...
What man?
Well,
Come on. Give what man, Freddy? Tell us all about it, and we'll help you. But you've got to tell us everything. And the truth.
All right, Mr. Kent. I'll tell you.
Good.
I'll tell you everything. I can't stand it anymore. I'm afraid of the man and the police. I'll tell you everything.
Mopping his perspiring face, the little fat ex-circus clown, Freddy Ellis, prepares to tell Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne all he knows. We'll be back in a moment with the startling climax of today's episode. So stand by.
You know, gang, it really gives you something to look forward to when you realize you can get not just one kind of prize, but one of 49 different top-notch prizes in each package of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Sure, you'll find a prize in every package. For instance, you may find one of 18 different comic strip buttons, each picturing a favorite comic strip character. Or you may find a colored cardboard model of a fighting plane, one of 7 exciting plane models in the series. Or you may get a beautiful full-color bird picture from a series of 24, each with a full description on the reverse side so that you can make like you're an expert on birds. Now, that makes 49 different prizes you can collect. And that's only a part of the fun in Kellogg's Pep. Think of the good eating fun in these crisp whole wheat flakes, all crammed with keen, catchy flavor. I mean, Pep's delicious, a prize in itself. Yes, sir, a bowl of Pep the Sunshine cereal is strictly on the terrific side. So speak to Mom about it today. Ask her to get you a supply of Kellogg's Pep from the grocer first thing tomorrow. And remember, look for your prize inside each package of Pep.
As Freddy Ellis begins his confession to Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne in California, another scene is taking place thousands of miles away in the outskirts of Metropolis. In the dim, dusty bungalow attic in which he is trapped, Robin fails as the man named Marsh finally breaks through the thin door and steps into the attic.
I told you you couldn't get away, Dick. And now you're trapped.
Wait, don't forget, Batman will make you pay for this, and the police.
Nobody will make me pay. I've already shot Larson. I'll tell the police I got here just after Larson shot you. And that I killed him in self-defense when he tried to get away. What's that?
Sounds like the police.
The police? I didn't want them here yet. Now I've got to put you away fast.
No, don't shoot. Don't!
That'll take care of him, all right. Now to get ready for the police.
Without stopping for more than a quick look at Robin's motionless figure on the floor of the dim attic, Marsh turns and hurries back down the stairs. Is Robin really dead? Are Superman and Batman so close to the truth, too late to save the gallant youngster? Or are things not exactly what they appear to be? There's a startling surprise in Monday's exciting episode, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, what goes with the kids in other countries? What do they look like and how do they dress? Well, Kellogg has the answer with the cutouts on packages of Kellogg's Crumbles. And the kids in your family will have a swell time with these dolls of all nations, cutting them out, changing their costumes, collecting all 6 countries in the series, like Norway, Holland, China. 2 cutout dolls to every package, you know, and they're dressed like the real thing. That's dolls of all nations on packages of Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.